Another time, he said to his disciples. There was yance a weel-gathered carle had a factor that was blamed till him for misguiding his hodden. So he sent for the man and said to him, "What's this I'm hearing about ye? Gie me up your factor's accounts, for after this ye canna factor ony mair." At that the factor said to himself, "What sorrow will I dae noo that my maister's to twine me in my factorship? Delve, Adowna, sore na winna for very shame." Over a blink, though, "I ken what I's dae. Say I'll no want friends to gie me a riggin' abin my heed when I'm puttin' out of my factorship." So he caught in, yin by yin, them it was on his maister ocht. "Hoo muckle are ye on, my maister?" he speered at the first yin. 100 trees o' ooly," said he. "I will. Here's your note," said the factor. "Sit down there and scrieve 50, hist ye man." Signed till another, he said, "Hoo muckle are ye on?" 200 bows of victual," the man answered. "Here, tak your note," said the factor, "and scrieve 160. The maister roused his ill-dane factor for a long-heeded geel. "Indeed, the childer of this world is aye longer heeded nor the childer of the licht of their dealings with their ain breed, say I read ye tae. Win friends for yoursel with the world's sinfu' wealth. Say it when ye're through wi' wealth and siller and awe, ye may find a hame, the everlasting dwellings." Him and his leal and lippinable in small things, his leal and lippinable in great things. And him it is no to lippintill in small things, is no to lippintill in great things. Say, if ye couldn't be lippint with sinful worldly wealth, what will lippin ye with the true wealth? And if ye couldn't be lippint with other's wealth, what will lippin ye with your ain? Nae man can work to twa maisters. Either he will hate the tane and love the tither, or he will grip till the tane and lichtly the tither. Ye canna work baith to God and to gowd.